Life at the Colliery, 1832 to 1845. 6. Trapper. It's dark. Darker than coal. Darker than Ma's eyes when I came home caked in mud after football on the common, which is before, when we weren't down here, crouched in our sidings, waiting. And there's no oil left in the lamp, and there's rats scuffing round, sniffing at the bread and cheese in my pocket, and they've filched it. And there's no point grumbling, because there's no one to grumble at. Not till a hurrier comes with a cough. But then there's the door that needs opening, and closing again right away. The air comes down the shaft, and I guess it might be raining. I haven't seen the sun in days. 8. Hurrier. No better than a cart horse with a harness round my waist. The chain that fixes to the cough goes taut, and I'm hunched on all fours where the ceiling's low. My back aches and my legs cramp and my arms are red raw, but they say a hurrier is better off than a thruster because thrusters go bald from pushing the cough with their heads. Most of the men have thin patches, like Dar. Except Dar ain't around no more because he's scattered limbs and chitlins underground. Ma cried when I told her about the explosion, and she hugged me, even though I was grimy from the pit. 11. Putter. Ma says I'm the spitting image of Dar, and what she means by that is I'm pale and scrawny like all the men, and I'm always hungry. Although, now I'm getting 70 a day, we can maybe have ham and eggs for Sunday tea. We've candles down here so the hewer can see the coal face. He grunts at me, and I know that means fetch something. He has me crouching down and picking up the coal as he chips away at the face. And you can see another world in there, green fields, a rumbling breeze. Sometimes I picture escape. 13. Hewer. The day's here. My 13th birthday. And I'm a man now, with a pick slung over my shoulder which I lift and swing, scrape, heave, knock the coal back to my putter. And it's heavy work, and the candles are flickering, and the air tastes of licorice. And I'm dog tired, so I close my eyes, and I'm not sure if I'm home in bed or still down the pit. And I dream of Dar's charred face in the darkness that is darker than Ma's eyes. And he wants to play football up on the common. And he says it doesn't matter if we go home caked in mud or coal dust or blood, as long as we get home. Because Ma is waiting. Waiting all day from the clanging bell that calls us in before sunup. All day at the coal face. The darkness darker than coal. Cramping legs. Arms red raw. Ham and eggs for Sunday tea.